Revelation, chapter 19. After these things I heard as it were a great voice of a great multitude in heaven, saying, Hallelujah, salvation, and glory, and power, belong to our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he has judged the great prostitute, her who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged the blood of his slaves at her hand. And a second time they say, Hallelujah! And her smoke goes up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshipped God who sits on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah! And a voice came forth from the throne, saying, Give praise to our God, all you his slaves, and you who fear him, the small and the great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunders, saying, Hallelujah, for Yahweh our God, the Almighty, has begun to reign. Let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad, and let us give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And it was given to her that she should array herself in fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. And he says to me, Write, Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he says to me, These are true words of God. And I fell down before his feet to worship him. And he says to me, Don't do it, I am a fellow slave with you and with your brothers who hold the testimony of Jesus, worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw the heaven opened, and look, a white horse, and he who sat on it called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. And his eyes are as a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written which no one knows but he himself. And in the word of God his name is also called, He who is arrayed in a garment dipped in blood. And the armies which are in heaven followed him on white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and pure. And out of his mouth proceeds a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he will shepherd them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of the God of hosts. And he has on his garment and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords, and I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in mid-heaven, Come and be gathered together to the great supper of God. That you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of generals, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and slave, and small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies, gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet who did the signs in his sight, with which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image, both of them were cast alive into the lake of fire that burns with brimstone. And the rest were killed with the sword of him who sat on the horse, even the sword which came forth out of his mouth, and all the birds were filled with their flesh.